Apportioning input tax. The first stage in any partial exemption calculation is direct attribution of costs to either taxable or exempt supplies. This exercise should be undertaken as fully as possible. Invoices for costs relating wholly to taxable supplies should be coded fully recoverable and VAT claimed in full. Invoices for costs relating wholly to exempt supplies should be coded non-recoverable. VAT is not recoverable on costs relating wholly to exempt supplies. Invoices for costs which cannot be directly attributed to either taxable or exempt supplies, for example, general overheads, should be coded partly recoverable. It is these invoices which will be apportioned using a partial exemption method. This non-attributable input tax is known as residual input tax, or sometimes referred to as the POT. Examples of non-attributable input tax include head office expenses, overhead items, computer expenditure, and telephones. To give an example, W.E. Floggett & Co. are estate agents. They make taxable supplies, such as commissions on house sales, and exempt supplies from the sale of financial products. Let us say they make the following payments in a VAT period. An advert to advertise mortgage-based products for £1,000 plus VAT. This VAT is non-recoverable as it relates to financial services. Service costs of a vehicle used by a property negotiator, £700 plus VAT. This VAT should be coded fully recoverable. Service costs of a pool car used by all employees, £800 plus VAT, office telephone, £3,000 plus VAT, and an annual audit, £2,000 plus VAT. All these costs should be coded partly recoverable. Invoices have to be coded one of three ways. An invoice cannot be artificially split unless part of a special method agreed with HM Revenue and Customs.